And a good morning to you on this Wednesday morning, January 30th. And we're now joined by OSU President Burns Hargis for our weekly talk on Campus Connection. And Mr. President, good of you to join us on this Wednesday morning.
Good to be with you, Ben. Are you? Did you beat out Kelly for the pain or get the short straw?
I drew the short straw on this time, so it looks like I'm going to be taking over duties this week. So you took part in a special opening ceremony last week. What can you tell us about Oklahoma State University's new Center for Health Systems Innovation?
Yeah, this was a very exciting step for OSU. There's probably not a more difficult issue in America today than our healthcare system and what it costs and the efficiency and effectiveness of it. And we are fortunate to have a very successful alum named Neil Patterson, who is the co-founder and CEO of Cerner Corporation. His company is public and is one of the world's largest standalone maker of health information technology systems. There's just no one more steeped in the whole healthcare system. And Neil thinks that the world could benefit from a center that really studied innovations and opportunities to make our healthcare system more affordable and more effective. In fact, he believed it so much that he gave us $6 million to create this center. We opened the center, as you said, last week. It's located north of the Stillwater campus, but not too far. It's a collaboration between our OSU school, Spear School of Business, and the OSU Center for Health Sciences, which is located in Tulsa. It's the first center of this type in the nation, and is dedicated to harnessing entrepreneurship, creativity, innovation, all to improve health in the healthcare system. So it's very exciting. We had a number of visionaries on hand. The advisory group is made up of people from all over the world who came in and spent a lot of time getting this effort kicked off. So thanks to Neil Patterson, and we look forward to some very exciting outcomes.
All right, Mr. President, now I'm going to ask you to make this leap with me for a second and go from healthcare to a very different discipline, and that's art. And OSU selected a leader for the Postal Plaza Art Gallery that's going to be located in downtown Stillwater. What do we know about this leader?
Well, as you know, Ben, we're remodeling the longtime iconic WPA post office in downtown Stillwater into an art museum, and it's going to be a wonderful venue for that. But of course, you need a director to realize the full promise of this facility. So we were very fortunate to attract a most qualified leader in the person of Vicki Berry. Vicki was the head of the Nora Eccles Harrison Museum of Art at Utah State University. She's a very well-respected creative art expert and educator. And we're having a welcoming reception for her actually Wednesday evening. And we're making good progress on the remodeling of the post office. It's going to be a wonderful home to OSU's diverse and growing art collection and a great addition to downtown Stillwater with creating more of a link between downtown and the OSU campus. So we really welcome Vicki. We're very excited about her joining us, and be sure and look forward to visiting the art museum at the Postal Plaza Gallery here in just about the next 6 months.
All right, Mr. President, thanks a lot for taking some time
to
talk to us.
Thanks, Ben.